When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
On the line right now is the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, it is officially over. Daniel Jones asked for his release. The Giants have granted him that request, and the Daniel Jones era has come to an end.
Well, how do you spell era? E-R-R-E-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O- I went to good schools. E-R-R-O-R. The Daniel Jones error has come to an end, is what I meant to say. You know, I give him a lot of credit, and I think I've been pretty consistent, and I've said this throughout the whole process, throughout his whole tenure here, right? He's always conducted himself with class. He seems like a really nice guy. Like, unlike Dave Gettleman and, like, Joe Judge and others, he never embarrassed the organization. He never embarrassed himself. He never embarrassed his teammates. So I do think this is a fair outcome for him. Like, it's good for the Giants because they move on. He was the quarterback 6 years of this. 6 years with this guy. So now he gets to go somewhere else. If I were him, I'd sign somewhere with like a team that needs like a high-end backup quarterback for the playoffs. I could think of like six teams off the top of my head that could use Daniel Jones. I'm sure he'll start games in the future, probably never as a full-time starter again. But look, like, he's filthy, stinking rich. God bless him. And for the Giants, this is the only outcome that was necessary. Get him off the team. Like, he needs to not play. No one wants to pay that injury guarantee. And now let's see what happens over the rest of this god-awful season. And I actually think, and maybe the Jets at the end of last year could challenge this. You guys tell me, has there ever been a worse 1-3 quarterback depth chart in the history of the league than Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, and Tim Boyle?
Well, I mean, there were times for the Jets Tim Boyle was number two. So
And people think... Like, people think that Joe Shane deserves to come back. DeVito, Locke, Boyle. Terrible law firm, worst quarterbacks. Like, get the hell out of here with this, please.
Oh, man. So, you're obviously not looking forward to at least sitting down and seeing if DeVito can capture a little magic. Like, do you have no interest in that at all?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going to bet the game. Like, we did this last year. He's not going to be the franchise quarterback, and that's okay. Like, he'll be on an NFL roster for the next decade. I would love for him to be. Maybe he's the long-term answer at backup for the Giants. Drew Locke will be gone after this year. He can go somewhere else. So, like, I'm not saying Tommy DeVito can't play. Like, the Giants clearly think he can, because I don't think they're tanking. I think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane feel like if this spirals out of control, they're going to get fired. My sense is, and from talking to people like around the team, I think that they're trying to win, and they legitimately think DeVito gives them the best chance to win. So I think for Giants fans, the rest of the season is about a couple of things. Number one, you'd like to lose as much as possible while still being respectable in the games to secure a high draft pick. You want Neighbors to be good. You want Tracy to be good. You want the defensive players, the good young defensive players, to stay healthy, and you want them to play well and get some momentum building into next year. I think that's what's left now for Giants fans.
You mentioned some of the other potential suitors for Daniel Jones. What do you got? Give me a list of where you think he would. I had Dallas, Miami, Detroit maybe atop my list. BT had more teams than I had. What are you thinking for potential landing spots for Daniel Jones?
So, like, for me, like, Dallas, like, no way. I just don't think, I don't know about that, because they have Cooper Rush and Trey Lance already, and, like, Dak's, like, entrenched as the starter. If I'm Daniel Jones, and, like, I'm not, and, like, the offers have to be there, the way that I would do it if I were him, I would sign with the team for the rest of the season, just for the rest of the season, and then enter free agency next year.
Well, right, so then why would we, agreed, that would be the way to do it. Why then Dallas? You don't think he could be better than Cooper Rush?
Well, I think for Dallas, like, I think they're probably going to want to start losing. And they have, like, they invested. So Dallas traded a fourth round pick for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to play Trey Lance at some point.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So, like, they're going to play Cooper Rush until the season's. We all know the season's over for the Cowboys. They're still, like, mathematically, they could rip off some wins and potentially get back into it. Once that door's shut, Trey Lance is going to get to play for the Cowboys. And then they'll be abominable. They'll be horrendous when that, because he's terrible. So Jones to Dallas, I don't think will happen.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick, my list is more on teams I think that could get to or win the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Kansas City, Buffalo, Philly, Detroit, teams like that.
Mm. So let's talk about it. Kansas City has Carson Wentz already. Like, they're not going to sign Daniel Jones. Buffalo has Kyle Allen. Like, Daniel Jones, huge upgrade there. Buffalo should be interested. Miami, for as long as the Dolphins are in the playoff race, like, we saw, like the Jenga Tower came crumbling down when Tua got hurt. Like, Miami should be interested in Daniel Jones. The Packers, I think, Malik Willis has done pretty well as the backup to Jordan Love. Daniel Jones would be an upgrade over Malik Willis. San Francisco, like, if Brock Purdy misses this game on Sunday and Brandon Allen has to start, it's a disaster. I think that he's a huge upgrade backing up Brock Purdy. The Detroit Lions, actually the one that might make the most sense.
Yeah.
The backup quarterback right now to Jared Goff is second-year former Tennessee quarterback Hendon Hooker, who was really good his final year at Tennessee, tore his ACL at the end of the year, and basically didn't play until this past preseason. And, like, if Goff gets hurt, you can't give the keys to a Super Bowl team to Hendon Hooker. Now, I'm not saying Daniel Jones would win the Super Bowl, but you'd have a hell of a better chance with Daniel Jones than you would with Hendon Hooker. So, BT, I think you're thinking about this the right way. Super Bowl caliber teams that don't have viable backup quarterbacks, I think, should all be trying to sign him.
We're on the same page. Nick Costos, BT, and Sal here on The Fan. So, it's embarrassing. He's begging for the Jets job. And I think he's got a chance to get it, which I don't want.
God almighty. Of course, you should not want that.
No, of course I don't. No, I don't.
Like, the whole thing, it's like when John Gruden went back to the Raiders, like, I mean, I guess, like, Rex did go to a couple AFC championship games, so I don't really, like, I get it to a degree, but you can't be that desperate, like, to go back to Rex Ryan.
Well, okay, but don't you think they are? Would realistic, good candidates be interested in working for Woody?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on what your definition of good is. I sound like Bill Clinton. Like, is Ben Johnson coming to coach the Jets? Definitely not.
Right.
No. Like, I'm gonna throw a name out there, and I don't even know if this is a great name, but like Clint Kubiak, Gary's son, the offensive coordinator of the Saints. Like, if the Saints offense finishes well, would Clint Kubiak want to coach the Jets? Like, probably not. Like, guys that will have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. But once you get past that list, like, it's still New York. Like, I still don't buy the idea that no one would want to come to New York to coach the Jets. But first off, like, Woody's gonna be in Ireland. He's going to be working for Trump.
Yep.
Like, I think he's going to be out of the picture coming up in a little bit. To me, with the Jets, it's less Woody and more Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
Because, like, okay, like Rex Ryan would come back to coach the Jets if I were the quarterback. So, like, I don't think Rodgers matters. Like,
want Rodgers. I think you're right, but I think he would want Rodgers if he had to pick.
I think he would take you as the quarterback to come back and coach if he got to be the coach of the Jets again. My point would be, let's say that Woody goes to work for Trump and he's not around anymore, right? And Ben Johnson, I'm making this up, or another like hot candidate, looks at the Jets and says, okay, I think I can win here. Maybe they get a draft pick that enables them to take a quarterback that like this unnamed person really likes. They're not doing it if Aaron Rodgers is going to be back as the quarterback next year. Like, Rodgers has kind of had his run as the shadow GM of the Jets here. It's gone really poorly, obviously. I think if you're the Jets and you don't want to attract like a really big name coach candidate like a Ben Johnson or somebody else, how do you sell Aaron Rodgers to that candidate? Like, he's got to get blown out, he's got to be gone, and this coach and GM has to have the opportunity to pick their quarterback. Because Rodgers isn't just like your run-of-the-mill veteran quarterback. He has cast such a wide shadow over this organization, like running things from the background. Like, he's got to be gone. Like, he has to be gone.
I agree.
Year.
Yeah, I would keep Rodgers and bring in a real head coach myself because they're going to need to stop.
But who's
anyway.
Coming? But who's coming to coach the Jets if Rodgers is?
Well, that's different. Like, if you said you offered Gruden the job and he said, "Well, I need my new quarterback," then I'd side with Gruden. But if Rex came in, I would want it with Aaron Rodgers. I want a real head coach to make that decision. I personally believe the Jets are going to have Rodgers be their best option to win games next year. That's just me personally.
He's cooked.
Yeah, I disagree with that. All right, real quick, Nick, in less than a minute or so, give me your pick on the Giants-Bucks game.
I like the Giants. Like, a good amount here at 6. We all watched the Munich game. From what I understand, Sal, the play that secured Daniel Jones benching was the flea flicker and his inability to get rid of the ball with Neighbors and Wandale Robinson wide open. Like, say this about Tommy DeVito. He might not be great. Like, if Brian Daboll says when you get the ball thrown to you, you throw it immediately, he'll do it. I think the point spread's way too big here. I like the Giants +6 against Tampa coming up
on
Sunday.
How about that? I like it, little Tommy DeVito. Hey, can we get you next week before Thanksgiving or no?
Okay. For you, anything.
All right, so Wednesday. Hopefully we talk to you then Wednesday before the holiday and we'll preview the year.
Oh, yeah, we get to talk about Tommy DeVito against Cooper Rush on Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's what we wanted, exactly. Nick, thank you for the time as always, man. We appreciate it.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Colts and Patriots, the two best bets for this weekend.
There we go.
He's coming armed.
Nick's on fire. Make sure you listen to him Sunday morning on The Fan. Does a great job in his hour that he has previewing the NFL slate.